And here we are, another Wasted Podcast, show number 144.
Yikes.
I'm Dave, your host of show 144. Over across from me is my good friend all the way in the land of, no, he's not in the land of Lincoln, he's near the land of Lincoln.
Close to.
Land of what?
I said I'm close to it.
Close to the land, my friend who's close to the land of Lincoln, Adam, how are you doing?
Good, and you?
I'm doing fan-diggity-tastic. We still have no one in the intern chair, more than likely because it's very uncomfortable. There's no cushion left in that chair. Nick. But on the celebrity couch, we have the ever-crafty Sarah. Sarah, how are you doing?
I'm doing all right. Can you hear me?
Say something
kinda.
Else?
Can you sort of hear me?
I can sort of hear you. I have to crank the master volume up here. Knock these down and knock that up. So, no, Aaron had a family thing, so she can't be here. And Ryan is still working his actual job, so that just leaves us.
Which ones do you like?
Which we're pretty good at this.
We're getting there, aren't we?
Yeah, we've been better and we've been worse. I wish we had our headphones because for some reason our mics are really hot. I can't hear us very well.
Yeah, the mics are super hot.
I can't hear us very well, so I don't know if we're actually how we sound. I do know that I forgot to hit record, so the first minutes of the show are going to be overly blasted.
That'll be all right.
I just hear all this hissing. Okay, then maybe Sarah, say something.
Hello.
Okay,
hello.
That takes care of the hissing. Okay.
Hello. Right, that's good.
A little bit. I have a headphone. Rob bought us headphones a while back.
You can do it. Let me see.
And they all broke.
Oh, no.
Except for one pair that I have that only one ear still works in.
Were they cans?
They were cans, yeah.
Mm.
So all our cans are broke.
That's a shame.
Ain't that a shame? So let me get rid of these cans and we throw them on the floor because that's couldn't be why they're broken. And put in these crappy earbuds because I really want to hear how we sound here. Yeah, I have a lot of hissing sound.
Is something on that's usually not on?
No. Let's see. It's not Adam. No, it's.
Is it me?
It's you, yeah.
Do you want me to use this microphone instead?
I think it was because you weren't talking directly into the microphone.
I
don't think so.
I was.
All right.
Is that better?
That is much better. Adam, is that better?
I can hear it perfectly.
You would say that even if you couldn't.
You're right.
Because Adam thinks I'm perfect.
I do.
I'm getting a little concerned about you guys hanging out together in St. Louis.
Don't be too concerned, Dave. You're in different area codes, so it's not cheating.
Oh. Right. No, but I'm afraid you're going to be too nice to her. And then she won't
want to... Oh, and then when she gets home, she's going to expect you to be nice to her?
Yeah. I've developed this relationship here that we stand at, we teeter on.
I'll be mean to her, don't worry.
Okay. Don't be too nice. That's all I'm saying. So, Adam, before we get into anything else, I want to tell you, I had an embarrassing situation happen to me last week at work.
Uh-oh. What did you do?
Okay, so we had a visit from a bunch of other managers from a different zone and some executives and VPs.
Okay.
VPs walked through our store. And I said hello to most of them when they came in the first time, so it was okay. So I'm trying to do my job of running around and doing my thing, and I come out of one of the stock rooms, and I see who is more than likely, I think he's the vice president of merchandise.
Really?
Yeah, so he turns, and he sees me, and as soon as I come out of the stock room, and big smile comes on his face, and I'm like, oh, he recognizes me. So I'm like, hey, how's it going? Oh, fine. We shake hands. Everything good? Everything's great. Yeah, thanks. And we shake hands really awkwardly. It's very strange because he starts leaning over. And I'm like, okay. he's not coming in for a hug.
Maybe he was.
But then he starts moving, and then I can see where his body language, and I turn to the people standing behind me who he was going to say hi to. But I hijacked the high.
Yeah, and then he was bummed.
No, I don't think he was bummed.
Oh, okay.
If anyone was bummed, it was me. Who he wasn't smiling and happy for. It was somebody else.
Can you turn up Adam a little bit? I can't hear him.
I can turn up Adam a little bit. Sorry, I have headphones in now, so.
Oh, okay, so you can hear now very well.
I can hear very well. You sound fine to me. See, now we're all in the same. Adam and I are on the same boat, and now Sarah is on the other boat.
Mm-hmm.
Where she
Why do we have so many boats?
Because we're going on a cruise and we're practicing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I'm very excited about this upcoming cruise, Yule. Oops, that was Millie trying to say. Try that again one more time, Millie. Oh, that's the precocious Millie's in the room as well, so we lose our explicit rating for a little while.
Hello.
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 Too soon, Adam, too soon.
No, it's not. It's never too soon to introduce your child to Mrs. Doubtfire.
Hello.
Hello.
See?
Millie, do you have anything?
Say it higher, like, hello.
Hello.
Perfect.
Oh, God, gross. Don't you
do you have anything you want to ask Adam while he's on the phone, Millie?
Why are you on the phone?
Why am I on the phone? Just because
he's all.
How come you're on the phone?
Because he's all the way in Missouri.
In Missouri.
Millie, we're going to go to Missouri. We're going to fly on an airplane to Missouri.
We're going to fly on an airplane as their survey.
That's awesome. Do you like airplanes?
We're going to eat chocolate pretzels in the plane.
You're going to eat pretzels?
Chocolate pretzels.
I bought two boxes of flips. They were buy one, get one free at the grocery store. So I told her they're for the airplane ride.
Perfect.
Oh, no.
Point chocolate me. Pretzels are the best.
I know.
Flips.
They're so
That's
good.
That's what they are. They're flips.
Yep. Yeah.
They're good. It's going to be hard not to break into him before the plane ride.
I bet Dave eats them.
I'm scared of those planes.
You're what?
I'm scared of planes.
You're scared of planes?
Uh-huh.
How come?
I don't know.
Don't be scared, you silly.
Yes.
There's nothing to be scared about.
You're silly, Adam.
Yeah. You're silly. You're the one that's scared of airplanes.
Yeah, she doesn't want to be Silly Millie anymore.
No, she says she doesn't want to be Silly Millie anymore.
Then gotta stop being silly.
She's being silly right now.
Yep.
Sarah wants to have a cruise summit.
I think we should kind of get our S together and kind of talk about it. Talk about things that we need to do, maybe.
Yeah, do we still need to figure out how to get there?
Yeah. No, yeah.
Probably, because I think Aaron and Adam are going to get a hotel room, and then they get a free shuttle over there.
Jerks.
Lames.
I know.
Why don't we get a hotel?
I don't know. I mean, maybe she could. I don't know.
Hotel!
God, Millie.
So loud.
I'm the only person wearing headphones here.
No, I am.
Oh, Adam, I'm sorry.
Yeah, she's at this phase.
You're too
where
slow,
Adam. At inopportune times.
You're too slow.
You're too slow.
Hey!
I think she's talking about your brain.
Oh, that's true.
Too slow.
Don't yell anymore, Millie. It's too loud for them. It'll hurt their ears.
Jaw. Jaw, jaw, jaw.
You can talk, but you can't yell.
So, yeah.
Hello.
So, yeah, I was thinking we need to get together and kind of plan.
Yeah.
Some stuff.
Right.
Like how we're going to get some booze onto the boat.
Shampoo bottles.
Okay.
I can only shove so much up my keister.
Oh.
Just saying.
You can have your butt booze.
Yeah, I won't be drinking any of that.
You will all be coming to me for my butt booze. I'm sorry.
No. No, I think I'll just have water.
Towards the end of the trip.
Oh, God, Millie's going to go to daycare tomorrow saying butt booze.
It wasn't me. That was...
Butt
Hey, Millie.
Yeah, I do have a butt bruise, don't I?
Can you say, you know New York, unique New York, you know you need unique New York?
You say that to an Adam.
I just said that. You know New York, unique New York. I can't say it. Too much booze. Anyways. So we are not going to get the booze package.
There's a booze package?
There's a booze package.
How much do you think of the booze package is a day, Adam?
A day?
A day.
$100.
Oh, well, then you
may want to do the booze
saving
package.
Money. Oh,
is the booze package cheaper than that?
It's like $60 a day. Or 50, 60, 50?
Hold on.
But what was that for, though? Didn't it just give you discounted booze?
No.
You get like 18 drinks a day.
What?
Whoa. Wait, you've researched this, too?
I thought you were the one who told me about it.
Oh, who said? I've never said anything about 18 drinks.
18?
I think Better Adam said.
So much yelling in my ears.
I think Better Adam said it was that many. Maybe I'm wrong. It may be 12 drinks a day.
Either way,
it was a lot.
Oh, my God. Okay. So let me log back in here. So I can tell you, Adam.
Stinky feet.
Yeah.
Worse, Adam. Before you board cruise deals. I don't know where this is. This isn't where I was last time. No, it's too complicated. All about cruising. I want to cruise. Cruise deals? 39 days until we embark.
Okay.
Stinky, stinky.
No, I thought you'd be excited.
39? I gotta get some money before then.
You're so slow.
Okay.
Alright, let me get there. Oop. Oh, I just lost
Knock
it.
Knock your teeth out?
Just you lost it. Right? Well, here's the fountain soda package.
Okay.
If you guys are interested in that. I believe I will be killing my kidneys with soda. The fountain soda package entitles you to unlimited refills at any of our bars or lounges, the Windjammer Cafe, main dining room, and our private destinations. A complimentary Coca-Cola souvenir cup is included as a part of every fountain soda package. The cost of the fountain soda package is determined by the length of your stay, with an average daily cost of $6.50 for adults, $4.50 for children, plus gratuity. Child prices available for kids under 18. The fountain soda package is sold for the entire length of your cruise vacation. Only fountain soda is offered with the soda packages. The mini bar sodas are not included in the package and carry separate charge. And they got the new Coke machines, you know, the freestyles.
Oh, okay.
So you can mix your sodas. Don't you know?
All I know is that's just a lot of money, isn't it, for soda?
$6.50 a day?
Yep.
Are you kidding me?
Adam doesn't drink soda.
Oh, well, then if you don't drink soda, then you're not going to get it.
Right.
Because if you're on a cruise, I'm assuming each soda you drink is going to be $3 to $4. I mean, that's what it is at the Disney. So now I'm trying to find the... is it called booze? Let me see.
No, it's not called.
It's not called booze.
So is it for every night you're there or every day you're there?
If you're there 4 days, it's for $6.50.
Are we a three-night cruise?
We're a three-night cruise, yes.
Okay, because that last day you're up and off the boat by like 7 o'clock in the morning.
I'll drink my weight in soda. How do you spell alcohol? God damn it.
Al-co-hol.
Well, that's Hal. I just deserve alcohol. This just tells me I can't find the GD place where I was before, where it was giving me all the packages and whatnot. Hold on, Sarah, talk.
Anyway, so even if it is $60 a day for alcohol, that just is a lot.
That's a lot.
Even $50, so that's what $200 for the weekend for alcohol, and then That's almost like $500, or it's $400 for Dave and I to drink alcohol all weekend. And
that's not worth it.
No. So, but I don't want to not have alcohol at some point on the trip.
But well, the wedding will be an open bar.
Oh, that's true. Let's bring camelbacks to the wedding. Oh, thank you. I mean, I guess we can just bite the bullet and buy a drink or something, you know, a dinner or whatever.
I think it said you can bring like 2 bottles of wine with you.
Oh, cool. Oh, there you go. Beverage packages.
I have a beverage package here, Adam. It's all-inclusive beverage package. This is the Royal Replenish package.
Ooh.
I don't know what this is.
Fancy.
$20 per guest per day.
That doesn't sound terrible.
No, this isn't bad. It's coffee, tea, bottled water, sparkling water, still water, fresh squeezed orange juice, non-alcoholic cocktails, and the fountain sodas with a souvenir cup.
I drink coffee.
Then you start to nickel and dime, and that's ridiculous.
All right, here you go. If you want the classic beverage package, $45 a day. This is...
So if I were to just go to dinner and order a glass of water, I couldn't do that? They'd have to give me a bottle of water?
No, they'll give you the water with the lemon in it. You know, okay. Just the tap water. If you want anything else, they'll charge you for it at dinner. So if you want,
unless so it looks like I'll buy Molly the soda package.
So if you get the classic beverage package, $45 a day, it includes beer, house wines, non-alcoholic cocktails, fountain sodas, juices, fountain soda with the cup, and 20% discount on purchases of bottles of wine.
Well, $45 isn't as bad.
That one wasn't listed on the other page.
That's not bad too. If you think you're going to be paying what $6-something a day, and if you buy 2 drinks, 3 drinks a day, I mean that's going to be $40 right there.
Well, beer should only be about $6 or $7.
But don't you think on a cruise it's probably going to be like $10?
I wouldn't think it would be more than, like, a bottle of beer for $10, I won't be drinking it all the entire time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's insane. I mean, if it was a big, giant beer, like, I went on the Disney cruise and didn't pay that much to drink beer.
No.
I've never been on a cruise. This is an exciting conversation.
Are we having our cruise talk right now? Sorry, guys. I kind of wish Kristen were here. It seems like she would be able to answer all these questions.
Get her on the phone.
Yeah, you're right.
Get her on the phone.
We should set up a Skype with all of them when it's not the show.
And we'll do a cruise show.
No, when it's not the show. We'll people don't want to listen to this nonsense.
Oh, they do. They will.
They don't. This is just us having a conversation.
So let's talk about other
things. Did you guys get any of your cruise documentation yet?
No.
Okay, me neither. Just making sure.
What kind of documentation do we need?
Well, we got to get on the boat somehow.
I've got I'm signed on through the website.
Does it have do you have like a reservation number and everything?
We should.
I do.
Okay.
We should have all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. I wonder if any more you need that kind of stuff. I don't know.
Well, I mean, for all the stuff I book, at least through Disney, I get packets and stuff all the time.
Hmm.
Oh, that's true. We haven't gotten anything.
Mm-hmm. Anything.
This isn't really a wedding.
This travel agent wasn't a real travel agent, was she?
She just took our money.
I don't know. She was not helpful to me at all.
That's kind of what I thought, too.
Like, I called her a couple times and, like, was just going in circles with her, and I was just like, forget it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Great. All right, I'm still trying to log back into the website where I was last time.
Well, it's okay. $45 a day gets us beer and wine, or we can bring in 2 bottles of wine.
That's what someone told me, yes.
That's what I was able to do on the last cruise I took. We could each bring in our own wine.
And then we'll just bring it to the table for dinner.
No, you can't do that.
I thought you could bring it to the table. That's what someone told me.
But I bet you they have the corking fee then.
Well, we have screw tops, so We won't have to worry about a cork.
We'll just get a box of wine.
Ooh. That's a good idea.
Franzia. Yes, I have a reservation number and everything.
Huh.
And it tells me that it is how many hours?
Well, maybe we could somehow get some, like, rum or something so we could have... Oh, but Adam doesn't drink soda. I was going to say rum and soda, rum and Coke or something.
Well, he'll drink his soda with rum.
No, I'll just do shots.
Oh, well, there we go.
I really, yeah, not even mixed drinks while I drink a soda.
Really?
Yep, even in a mixed drink.
Do you know if we were on the boat, the Oasis of the Seas?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Cats will be performing this fall.
Oh.
Oh.
Is there any, what's performing on our cruise?
Nothing
it's
as of yet.
It's going to be some lame show, I'm sure.
All right, that's it's going to be
me.
Is it
going to be City Improv?
It's going to be me, all right?
Oh! Painter Mike Buchanan!
God. That'd be hilarious.
Sarah Potts!
Why would you? Why?
I was speaking of that. Adam, Mikey told me that he was going to come down. He's going to be in between apartments in October, and then he just saw on his. He's like, so I'm going to come down and visit you guys in October, and then I just saw on his Facebook page that he's
going to L.A.
Hey guys, yeah. I'm going to L.A.
Yep.
Huh. Well,
he always
look at that.
He always does that to me.
I know. Dave gets excited every time. I'm like, why do you even
right.
believe
you know he's
him
not going
that?
To show.
One of these days.
Hello.
One of these days he'll come down here and he'll show you guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're
he will.
Right.
He'll be here.
And then we'll all be like, Dave was right.
Dave was so right.
I was so right. I told
he
you.
He showed us.
Jerks. Yes, 3 nights Bahama cruise. Are we doing anything in the Bahamas?
I don't think so, because that's the day that they're getting married.
No, yes.
Well,
married.
When one was Nassau, I thought that was something different.
No.
It's all the same thing?
Nassau is the Bahamas.
Oh, good to know. I had, you know what, they showed me the itinerary the other day. I don't, this is not, I cannot find the same website I was on before. This is really driving me crazy.
And we go on to their private island.
Yes. Are we doing anything on their private island? Like
going on the going in the ocean.
Do they do anything? Like we scuba.
And this will be Molly's first time going in an ocean.
Yep.
Whoa. No, she'll be so disappointed whenever she goes to any other ocean.
Oh my gosh, you got that right. Because she'll be seeing the most pristine, beautiful ocean.
I know.
And then she'll go to like the Gulf and be like, oh.
This is nasty.
Right. Have you guys been to the ocean like that before?
No.
Nope.
Oh, it's incredible.
I can't
wait. You can see the sharks swim right up to you.
Oh,
just like in Jaws 4.
Just like in Jaws 4.
So far, the only activities that are listed on our cruise on the Enchantment of Under the Sea Dance is a Barbie premium experience.
Which is probably extra.
It's $75.
Bippity boppity boutique.
It's $75 for the Barbie premium experience, Adam, so if you're interested.
Maybe for the wedding, I'll get gussied up.
Get some hot pink star sunglasses and a pink boa.
A boa.
We, Adam,
get my nails done.
We can do, Adam, for $119, we can get a skin facial.
What?
For an Elemis. This is for men's services.
Oh.
We can get a shave.
What about a hand job?
Job, I don't
see. Not on there?
I don't see that
Maybe
on there.
Maybe it's alphabetical. Check alphabetical.
All right, Dye sport. Facial treatments, fitness programs, massage therapy?
Oh, no. Well, that might be it.
Meta spa, cosmetic treatments, nail services. What's got to do with the hands?
I don't think it's that kind of nailing.
Tooth whitening? Tooth whitening.
Hmm.
There's also detox wraps and body therapies. Adam, we can get a couples treatment.
That's a good idea.
All right, so that's some other things we can do.
I had somebody at Disney yesterday, a lady, ask me if we sold any, because we have all the Mr. and Mrs. stuff. She's like, but do you have any Mrs. and Mrs. things? It's like, no.
No, just buy two of the lady things.
I know. It was. What was that for a mug set that was together?
Oh.
You gotta buy two mug sets and separate.
You should have said, ugh.
Gross.
We don't condone that nonsense.
Listen.
You know some dykes.
All they had to do was buy two Mr.
Right.
and Mrs. sets, and if they already knew two lesbians, there's a good chance they know two.
They know two gays.
I know. It's like, I don't know. I think she was just asking to be.
Rally up.
Yeah.
Did it work?
I guess so. I'm talking about
you,
it. Right?
You got all riled up.
This is America.
Excuse me.
God says that ain't natural.
That ain't.
I think I would have been fired if I would have said that.
Yes. No, yes.
You think so?
Possibly. And it takes a lot. Just so you know, Sarah.
No, you probably wouldn't have been.
Just so you know, the system has color-coded us.
Uh-huh.
I am blue, you are green, Amelia's pink.
Oh.
I did not choose those colors.
Oh.
So.
Yes.
Look at that.
Do they have a Mrs. and Mrs. room?
I've got here, we're departing at 4:30 p.m. Is that when we all have to stand on the Lido deck and throw out our streamers and wave
goodbye? I hope so. I'm going to get a big hat to wear as we're taking off.
Like but typically, it's really, like, they make you go through the maritime law makes you go through all the safety procedures, so you'll have to go and get your life jacket, put your life jacket on, and then you walk to where you'll meet before going into your lifeboat.
Oh. Oh, yeah, I saw that on the New Girl episode.
Yeah.
I've seen that on Love Boat as well.
Yeah, so we'll have to do all that nonsense.
I wonder if Millie will be nervous about being on the ship.
On a boat?
Yeah, I didn't even think
about
that.
Are you going to be nervous about being on a big boat? Maybe. That would have been funny.
Molly was four the first time she went on a cruise.
So will Millie.
Yeah.
We arrive
and Molly was fine. I think Millie will be fine.
We arrive in Nassau at noon, though that will be when the wedding's taking place. And we don't leave Nassau until midnight that night.
Oh, really? We're there for that long? Wow.
Let me tell you, I probably am not getting off the boat at Nassau.
I don't want to. I don't really have any desire to, but
not if there's an open bar. We're closing that place.
How long is the wedding for?
I don't care. The next day, we're at the Coco K.
Ouch.
We get there at 8, okay. We get there at 8 a.m. and we leave at 5, so we can't get back on board at 5:01. We're trapped on the boat, on the island.
Yep.
That sounds not so terrible.
I believe it's pronounced Key.
Yes.
Coco K.
Just like Cassaway Key.
It's spelled
C-A-Y.
Yes.
We go on the boat with Christine and Rick.
Yes, we did go on a boat with Kristen and Ricky. Christy and Ricky.
You did?
We thought the book was broken. It wasn't. The time went down.
Bummer.
It was broken, but they fixed our boat. Didn't that happen to us when we went out in one of in those little boats? Didn't one of our boats break down
away? Did yours break?
One of ours broke immediately.
Hi, Mikey's.
They would, and remember they kept yelling at us?
Yes, they told us as well before we left not to drive in circles.
Yeah.
So, oops. I don't remember that direction.
I do remember them not being as fast as I wanted them to be.
I'm surprised you didn't fix it.
I couldn't. I didn't know how to take off the governor.
Governor?
Governor?
Governor. Adam, have you done the ice bucket challenge yet?
No.
My brother challenged me.
I was nominated, and I just didn't do it.
I was going to do it today, but I didn't get around to it. It wasn't as hot as I thought it was going to be.
It's 100 degrees here today.
Well, that's good.
With the heat index of 120.
Ooh, I miss Missouri.
Don't you?
But apparently this guy, Deshaun Morris, was arrested for parole violation after posting his ice bucket challenge?
Because he was somewhere where he shouldn't have been.
Because he was wanted on parole violation.
What a dummy.
He was arrested on Friday after someone recognized him in his video. I'm like, hey, he's been on the run since like 2010. He was 16 but charged as an adult because he was shooting him. He shot two people. And
people are so stupid.
They waited for him and they saw him and they arrested him. Like a dumb head. So that's another reason why I'm not doing the Ice Bucket Challenge.
Because you don't want to get arrested.
I want to get arrested for my parole violations. If I ever had one. It'll come back to haunt me, I'm sure.
I don't blame you.
So, but my brother did the Ice Bucket Challenge. And then my other issue is I don't know who to challenge. I feel like everyone's been challenged already.
Yeah.
I was going to challenge Michael Jackson, Tupac.
That's a good idea.
And Biggie.
Or
Kurt Cobain. I wasn't sure. And then and that would put an end to all of this.
Did you see that Universal, they challenged Disney World?
What? That's ridiculous. They'll do it in a second.
They didn't. Well, at least they haven't.
Maybe they didn't see it.
Yeah, well.
People are really divided about this whole thing. Like some people are angry about the waste of water.
Yeah.
And you know what I remembered today as I was hanging out? Remember this winter when everyone was taking those pots of steaming of hot water and throwing that outside?
Yeah.
No one was complaining about that.
Nobody bitched then.
Throwing out the hot water and turning it into steam. That was a lot of waste of water. Fuck you.
I didn't even think of that.
Yep, see? Gotta think about these things. People are just wanting to pick out what they want to pick out. They just don't like when other people help other people.
There was somebody posted, there's like a picture of Morpheus, and there's a quote that says, "What if I told you you didn't have to pour a bucket of water on you to donate money to charity?"
Which pill do I take?
That was one of his lines from...
That Matrix movie?
Yeah.
Haven't seen it.
Oh.
That's not true.
Samuel L. Jackson.
don't go. No. Actually, I have seen it. The first time I saw The Matrix was it was in St. Louis. It was at the old... what movie theater was that, Sarah?
I don't remember.
The old theater in the Tivoli? Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Yeah, yes, that is one.
That's where we saw it, at the midnight show or something like that. When they did their week of midnight shows of old movies.
Would you guys like to hear a list of unlikely Hollywood couples?
A list of unlikely...
A list.
Hold on. And now Adam will be reading a list of unlikely Hollywood couples.
All right, these are couples that you would have never believed actually dated.
All right. I'm prepared.
Danielle Fishel. Do you know who she is?
No.
She's Topanga in Boy Meets World.
Yes.
She once dated...
Screech.
Lance Bass.
Lance Bass?
Oh, really?
Womp, womp, womp.
Any pictures of that?
Yeah.
Wait, is Lance Bass gay?
Yes.
Is that the gay one?
Yes.
Totes gay, but he wasn't gay at the time. Well, he was gay. He was not out at the time.
Aww.
All right, you ready?
I'm ready.
Ashton Kutcher and January Jones.
I don't know who that is.
Wasn't she in Mad Men?
Okay.
Hang on. I wish I had a computer.
I'm sorry. I'm using your computer.
Oh, the Lord.
Ashton Kutcher dated... he could date anyone he wants. Not now, of course. But he... it's funny that he ended up with... Not ended up with, but is back together with his... That 70s show girl. What's her name?
That's right. Mila Kunis.
Mila Kunis.
Yeah, I think she's the foxiest thing ever.
He knocked her up.
Okay, ready?
Ready, hold on.
Christina Applegate and...
Christina Applegate.
And Brad Pitt.
Whoa.
They dated for a short time.
Right.
Looks like when she was on...
Married with Children?
Married with Children.
And before he was...
Brad Pitt.
Before he was Brad Pitt, all right.
Looks like maybe a river runs through it, Brad Pitt.
Okay.
Okay.
That was a foxy
ready?
Brad Pitt.
50 Cent, the rapper.
50 Cent.
And Chelsea Handler.
What, really?
Yeah, how about that?
She seems like she'd be pretty wild in bed.
Probably, but it's an interesting choice.
He's 50.
Yeah. All right, ready? All right, David Spade.
David Spade.
And Julie Bowen from Modern Family.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Really?
Poor Julie Bowen. Drew Barrymore.
Drew Barrymore. And E.T.
And Christian Bale.
Really?
Right? Who saw that one coming?
They didn't tell me.
He seems like he would have no patience for her.
For her nonsense and shenanigans?
Justin Timberlake.
Justin Timberlake and Lance Bass.
And Alyssa Milano.
Oh. Well. All right.
Matthew Morrison.
Matthew
the teacher
Morrison.
Teacher from Glee.
Teacher from Glee.
And Kristen Bell.
And Kristen Bell. Who's that again?
Of Frozen fame.
Frozen fame. Oh, yeah.
Really?
I don't see anything wrong with that.
That guy seems like he's a real jerk in real life. I could be wrong.
I don't know anything about him.
I don't know why.
Conan O'Brien. Lisa Kudrow.
Really? I think I knew that. But, you know, I can see that. I mean, it was the times.
Nick Lachey.
Nick Lachey. And
Kim Kardashian.
Ugh.
Rihanna,
I don't care.
And Shia LaBeouf.
Really?
What?
Yep. Sandra Bullock.
Sandra Bullock.
And Matthew McConaughey. All right.
I can see that.
Okay. Yet again, Drew Barrymore.
Drew Barrymore and Tom Green.
David Arquette.
Who didn't he date?
Sarah Jessica Parker.
Sarah.
And Michael J. Fox.
What? Square pegs.
Scarlett Johansson.
Scarlett, she's very pretty.
And Sean Penn.
Not very pretty.
Yes. Seal,
also not very pretty.
And Tyra Banks.
Okay.
Tom Cruise. And Cher.
And who?
Cher.
Oh, Cher?
What?
Gross.
Is she like twice her age?
And that's my list.
Hello, Adam.
Hello.
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 Hey, Millie.
Yeah.
Can you say hi to Christy?
Hi, Christy.
Christy. No, E.
E.
There you go.
Christy.
She's Christy. In the chat room as we speak.
Christy.
There you go. That's better.
Christy.
Well, those are some odd celebrity pairings.
Right?
Let's pair some other celebrities together that don't actually date.
Remember when Conan O'Brien would do that with If They Mated? That was a funny bit.
We were trying to get Millie to act earlier. So we were trying to get her to do emotions for us. It was very good. She's getting shy all of a sudden.
Let me see Millie.
Christy says, hi, Millie.
Hi, Millie.
Well, that's you. Say goodnight, Crazy.
Goodnight, Crazy.
All right.
Goodnight, Crazy.
Oh, my God. So, celebrities, man, they're crazy.
I know.
I wish I were a celebrity.
No, you don't.
I don't. Why don't
you
I
wish
again?
You had celebrities' money.
Yes. I do wish I had celebrities' money. Ah, no, stay on this page. Wrong thing. What would you do if you had celebrity money?
What would I do?
What would you do?
Pay off all my debt.
Yeah?
What?
Yep. Give money to Molly. That's it.
Oh, well, I would spend it all.
I'd buy stuff. Don't worry.
You buy, all right. What kind of things would you want to buy as a... Well, I mean, having celebrity money without being a celebrity isn't much fun. Sarah keeps convincing...
I would think it would be fun.
Sarah keeps convincing me that I do not want to buy a giant mansion.
You don't.
I don't.
No.
I don't know why. Sarah, why don't I want to buy a mansion?
It's a lot of space to manage. It's a lot of air conditioning.
But if I'm so rich, I don't really have to care about the air conditioning.
But celebrities aren't always so rich.
But we're talking rich celebrity here. We're talking multiple houses.
What happens if you lose it all? Oh, my gosh, Millie's lost her mind.
Then I buy a smaller house. I'll keep this house.
Okay.
And rent it out.
We wouldn't have to keep this house.
Nope, I'm keeping this house and renting it out. I'm renting it out to hipsters.
Hipsters. That's a good idea.
I would. I don't know. I don't. It would take a lot of It would actually take a lot of convincing for my business manager to end up buying anything. Like if he said you're going to need to buy this, I'll be like, I don't know.
Do you think so? I think he'd be like, I'll take it.
I need that. All right. So try to sell me something, Adam, as my business manager, as my terrible business.
As
manager.
Your business manager.
As my business manager who wants me to spend my money. To be
Dave. Yeah, perhaps you should purchase a sailing vessel.
A sailing vessel. I don't know how to sail.
That's why you purchase one and teach yourself.
I could teach myself to sail?
Yes.
What if I just got... Could I get a yacht?
No. Sailing vessels are the new thing.
Do I have to rent a captain?
No, you are the captain.
I am... Can you call me skipper?
No.
No.
I will not.
If I...
You can have YouTube videos showing you how to sail.
Can I name the boat?
Yes.
I'm going to call it the...
Not that.
All right. Then I'm going to call it the...
Nope.
Does it have to start with an SS?
Your boat's name is the Burrito.
The SS Burrito?
Yep.
No, Burrito.
All right. All right, I'm in.
All right.
But that's all I'm going to spend my money. I'm not going to buy
anything
else.
All right, but what about this motorcycle?
Motorcycles seem dangerous.
Oh, they're not dangerous at all.
All right.
Just wear a helmet.
Oh, all right.
And get a sidecar.
Oh, okay, good. So you're not...
Sidecar!
Really? No yelling.
So I'm not getting a ninja motorcycle.
Oh, no, no, no. You're getting an old-timey motorcycle.
Oh, what? Seems with my money, I could afford to buy a motorcycle that's not old-timey.
Oh, why would you do that?
Good point. Vintage. Costs more.
Oop.
Can I go to an exotic isle? Like Bali?
Yes.
Can I go to Bali?
Yes, you should go to Bora Bora.
Bora Bora?
Mm-hmm.
All right. And scene. This was stupid.
Yeah, it was dumb.
Can I tell you a story, Adam, about...
Yes, please do.
They came out of Bali... About this mother and daughter who go on vacation together to Bali. And apparently they don't get along very well to begin with. They argue a lot and they get lots of complaints when they're living at home. But I guess that for some reason they thought it'd be a good idea to go to Bali together. And shortly after they get there, her boyfriend joins her, the daughter's boyfriend. And then they try to check out and the taxi driver notices blood coming out of their suitcase.
Oh. Oh my God! I read this.
And apparently, they murdered the mother and shoved her body in a suitcase and tried to fly home with it. Needless to say, they were arrested and waiting trial.
I'll say.
Could you imagine being that taxi driver?
No.
Like no, don't mind. I will get your luggage. I'll put it right here. Oh, I got a little red stuff in my hand. There's a trail of blood. Like, hold on, I have a flat tire. I need to call someone.
I thought they went away. They weren't even with that. They just left the suitcase in the taxi.
I thought mine just pooped on the potty.
Well,
you did.
That's time.
Uh-huh. That's awesome. Congratulations.
You're really slow.
Why do you keep telling me I'm slow? No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
You are.
You're still going slow because you're going slow, too.
Okay. I'll talk slow.
You're loud now.
Okay.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, my goodness.
Adam, we're going to have to move this show to 2 hours later.
You think so?
So Millie will be asleep. So if we knew...
But now everyone knows that she just went to poop on the potty.
That's true. If we can
That's a big thing, Dave.
If we can... Not anymore. She does it all the time.
Oh, God. Adam, oh. I went to a crap show. What? Am I not allowed to talk?
I have no... Go on, please. I thought you were going to tell me the poop story. But
no. Ooh, oh, I don't Jesus, even know. Holy. I don't even know what poop story you're talking about.
I have no idea.
We went to this craft show, and there was we were in line to get inside, and Millie and I are standing there, and one of the girls working the show, Millie walks up to her and goes, "You have a big tummy," and I was just like, "Oh,
yeah, she does that a lot."
Out of the mouth of babes. Was this lady pregnant?
No.
Oh.
Yeah, it was a bummer.
Well, it makes me sad. Now Millie's going to say that to me.
She's never said anything like that before. But
she's getting very observant.
Yeah.
Right. You don't have a lot of hair. Yep. Thanks.
Thanks, Millie.
Thanks,
Captain shouldn't
Obvious. Shouldn't you be with your dad?
So, Adam, my Sarah, who was on the show 2 weeks ago,
yeah,
she befriended you on Facebook.
She did.
She did.
She did.
She did. So,
good story, Dave.
She yes. She asked me all sorts of questions about you.
Oh no!
And I made all sorts of answers. Don't worry.
Okay, good. As long as you made up answers,
Dave. I didn't
That's
even tell. I have another little part. Story that may be entertaining.
Okay, that makes me nervous. Go on.
Let's do it.
I texted this to Adam, I think. I don't remember who I texted it to. Anyway, you know, I went to the mall the other day. I went to the Disney store, and I got some lunch, and I'm sitting there eating my lunch, and then all of a sudden I have that feeling that somebody's watching me, and, like, one table over, the, like, janitor guy was just standing there watching me eat my lunch.
You did not tell me this.
You didn't tell me this either.
I kept forgetting.
How could you forget that?
Just staring at you?
Yes, it was awful.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Were you eating a hot dog?
No.
Because that would have done it.
No. Oh,
bomb pop?
Was bomb pop? Were you eating a lollipop?
No.
A sucker of some kind?
It just was awful because I, like,
were you eating out the middle of a taco?
And no. And I felt, you know, you have that feeling that somebody's watching you. And I sat there for a second like, this guy cannot be just staring at me. That's pretty much what it was like. It was
Does
so...
this rag smell like chloroform?
Oh, it was so awful. I don't know what.
How would you describe this guy?
He was an older gentleman.
Older than me?
Yes.
Nobody's that
Son
old.
Son of a bitch.
And kind of, like, he just kind of looked like he was kind of melting. Like, he kind of was, like...
Help
like
me.
One shoulder was lower than the other.
I'm not a monster.
I'm actually melting.
And, like, his face was just kind of, like, sagging.
I'm
know?
Sure he was very, very soft on the inside.
That still doesn't mean that... to be creep staring at me while I'm eating my sandwich.
Hey, is that a good sandwich?
You gonna finish that?
You like that sandwich? Looks like a good sandwich.
Oh, it was awful. I didn't want to eat the rest of my
Did
life.
You sort of, push the sandwich away?
Throw it on the floor so he has to clean it up.
And then get up and just walk away. But walk away facing him so he doesn't look at you from behind? Sideways.
Oh, it was bad. It was so bad.
You're not allowed to go to that mall anymore.
I know. I don't think I want to go. I'm not going by myself, that's for sure. It was bad. Bad news, dudes.
That's why
I'll say.
That's why Sarah and Millie are both going to take Kung Fu.
That's a good idea, Dave.
And I've decided that whoever teaches Millie Kung Fu, she's not allowed to punch, so just sweep in the leg.
Yes.
So
good idea.
So if someone tries to attack her or hit her, all she's got to do is sweep the leg and knock him down. Sweep the leg.
Sweep the leg.
Sweep the leg, Johnny. So if
Millie had told us that there was a little boy at daycare that hit her and pushed her and pulled her hair, and I was telling Dave about it, and I can't remember what we started talking about, but we were like, well, she can't hit him back or whatever, and Dave's like, she can sweep the leg.
That's right.
You know, because it would be awesome, you know, if some boy or someone's picking on her or whatever and, you know, pushes her. If all she's got to do is take him down with one leg sweep and he's like, ah, ha, ha, look, he's on the floor, ha, 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 ha. And then she just flips her ponytail and walks away.
That's right.
Or does a black backflip. I'm not exactly sure. I haven't scripted the whole thing out yet. She's going to be the next Buffy. People love this kid. That's all I'm saying. Millie goes up to strangers and says hello, and they love her.
No.
And they're all like, oh, look at this fancy person.
She's got gorgeous hair. It's true. That's what they say. Constantly. And all I can say, thank you? It's a wig.
I worked hard on that.
Every strand. No. No. Let's see. The Emmys are tonight.
Did anyone win yet?
I have no idea.
Are they what?
Did Ricky Gervais win?
I don't know. Was he nominated for
Louis C.K. Yeah. won something I just saw.
Oh, he did? Okay, so maybe he won.
Sarah's looking it up on her cellular telephone.
Mark Ruffalo won something?
Mark Ruffalo.
TV movie category of PBS Sherlock. Doo-doo-doo. La la la. Blue, blue, blue.
I screwed up my schedule next week, Adam.
Uh-oh, what did you do?
Well, when I made my vacation request for Millie's birthday, which is next week, I had different days off. So I requested my regular days off for Monday and Tuesday, so I just marked those down as my regular days off. So next week I'm off Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, as well as Thursday for Millie's birthday. I only work 3 days next week.
That sounds like a bad plan.
It is, and I don't get paid for one of those days, so I'm going to turn around. I've been trying to see if I can pick up a shift someplace else, but nothing's coming up, so I think I may just take a vacation day. So I'm backloading all of my vacation to the end of the year here.
Uh-oh.
So, I have nothing to do, so maybe I'll call you and bother you at work.
Oh, good idea.
Since you don't do anything anyways.
I don't do anything at all.
Whatever work is. What do you think of this new nail polish that will prevent date rape?
I heard that. That's awesome.
Does it prevent date rape? It prevents
Well,
it?
No. It prevents... It lets you know if you've been slipped the date rape drug.
Oh, cool. I know I saw that and I was like, what? I don't know. I don't know what I was just like, how is nail polish going to do that? That's cool. Good for that girl.
It'll change colors. Like mood nails.
Good.
But there, people are saying that
it makes me so sad that we have to come up with stuff like this instead of just going and slapping the shit out of all the people that think date rape drug. I mean, it's amazing. It's amazing.
I know. It's a bummer. It's a bum deal. I'm sure you.
But
have.
You know what? This is. It's a total. Like, it's really cool to have this kind of technology. They could, because if it's somebody at a bar, you know what I mean, and you didn't know, and then all of a sudden you're like, wait a minute. I hope they do it. I hope it actually works.
Well, someone's going to do it.
No, I don't mean do that. I mean, I hope that it works.
I mean, someone's going to roofie someone.
I don't want that.
No. All right. I'm just saying, it's going to happen.
And that's sad.
It is sad. Why in this day and age we still have to drug women to have sex with them?
We don't have to do that.
We don't?
No.
But that's what it was for. I've never been able to get a prescription for that.
David.
I have here the good, the bad, the dirty, the iVillage 2013 Married Sex Survey results.
Okay.
And it says here 50 is sex is predictable. Says 50%, 54% of women say yes, it's predictable, and 68% of men say describe their lives and sex lives as predictable or very predictable or extremely predictable.
Thanks.
So, as for positionings, I'm assuming that the male finds it more predictable, as well as the location. I'm going to skip it because that graph is very hard.
Right.
If it's pretty good, so 61% of the women are happy with their life, sex life. And it says here 80% of the men are happy with their sex lives.
Oh, good.
It should say here 80% of men are happy to have any sex. So
that's right.
Good or bad. I don't think there really is such thing as that bad of sex. Adam?
What happened?
I said I don't think there's anything really that bad sex isn't really that bad.
I don't know. Bad sex can be pretty bad, Dave.
I guess I haven't had any bad sex in a long time.
Well done.
High five. High five, sir.
Yay me.
That's a distance high five right there.
I've had some bad sex. It's just not...
You have? Is this one of your 11?
Thanks, Dave. Yeah. Yes.
No problem. It says here, men think we're happier than we are with our sex life. It says here, 79% of the men think their wives are happy or very happy with their sex lives. It says the truth, 61% of women are happy with their sex lives.
Well, that's not as far off as...
It's not. Well, it's...
Wait. Hold, no, never mind.
61,
that is far
it's
off.
Almost 20%. And then women...
No, it's still 100 because they're saying that 80% of all guys think their wives are happy, but they're saying that 60% of all the women that they talk to are not.
No, 60% of women are happy.
Oh, are happy?
Yes.
Oh.
This is so a men thing, and that's what actually true. It says here 55% of women think...
Okay, yeah, that's not too terrible.
Here it says 55% of women think that men are happy with their sex lives.
Gotcha.
So 50, women think, and but in actuality, 79% of men report to be happy with their sex lives. Would you believe that?
I'm Say confused. It again.
Okay, this is what women think.
99% of the people are confused with these surveys.
Right.
So this is what women think. 55% of women polled think their husbands are happy or very happy with their sex lives. Where the truth is, 79% of men are happy or very happy in their sex lives. You got it?
Hmm.
Does that make any sense?
Yeah.
No. What? Yes, it does. I'm sorry. I'm just joking.
So more men are happy than women think. We're happier than you think, ladies.
Well, good.
Once again.
You sure do bitch a lot about it, though. If you're so happy, why don't you just shut up already? Yes. That's right.
So your sex gets worse after kids, especially for women. So I had better sex before kids. 8% had better sex after kids. Pretty odd.
Yeah.
And I'm going to skip this one because it's a lie. men are better tech flirts. All right.
Okay.
All right. The top five things that turn
us... Because all they have to do is show boobs, right?
No, the women have to show the boobs.
Well, that's what they're... Isn't that what it said? That women are tech flirt?
No,
no,
the
better...
men are better.
Men are better.
Oh.
Men are... They're the sexting. They're the everything else.
Oh.
Women are just like, eh. But if you did just show boobs, you're fine. You're in the game. It says your top five things that turn us on. So, Adam, would you agree with this?
Okay.
How about that? Seeing your partner in sexy clothes.
Yep.
I agree. Feelings of love. Doesn't have to be
as
there.
A turn on? It doesn't have to, but I can see yes.
Okay. Seeing your partner without clothes.
Yep.
Oh, yes. When your partner says sexy things.
Yes.
When your partner takes the initiative.
Yes.
Yes, I agree with 1 through 5. Ladies, if you're listening. Now, Adam.
What?
Yeah?
What?
Nothing.
Now, Adam. Ladies, they're number one with things to turn them on. Feelings of love.
Okay. I can see that.
When the partner shows initiative.
Yep.
When your partner...
Doing the dishes?
Yep.
When your partner says nice things. Being on vacation with your partner. And when your partner says sexy things. I don't think Sarah wants to hear me say anything sexy. See here, and this is what caught my attention. What's your number? How many different partners have you had? Men and women, it says here, one partner, 19%. 19% of men and women have had only one partner.
That still seems like a lot, but maybe I'm...
Two to five, which is quite a jump for me. 2 to 5. 31% of, I believe, men have had 2 to 5. And 22% of women have had 2 to 5.
Okay.
And that's on the upper side of 2 to 5 there. 6 to 10. 16% of women have had 6 to 10 partners. 25% of men. And then 11 to 12. This is Adam's range.
The range was 11 to 12.
Sorry, 11 to 20. 11 to 20.
It's like, wow, they're really specific.
It stops there. Actually, it drops down significantly. Men have apparently, women. Women have 11 to 12. 12% of women have had 11 to 12 partners. Shit. 11 to 20 partners.
11 to 20.
And 16% of men have had 11 to 20 partners. And then 20 or plus, which is Manker, he's in the 10 percentile.
Wow.
So 10% of men have had 20 plus. Let's see. We both have sex out of obligation. 57% of women and 39% of men report having sex. Words.
That's a bummer.
What women want in bed? Oop, Millie, get out of the room. 20%. What women want? 22% of women want more. Millie doesn't understand what I'm saying, right? Oral.
Okay.
Of that.
That's good to know. I enjoy that.
I'm good at that. 32%. 32%.
I'm good at that.
I've got my papers to prove it. 32% like to hear more loving things.
Okay. Okay.
Sarah, would you like to hear more loving things?
Yes.
All right, yeah, done.
Well, okay. There you go.
35% would want more foreplay.
All right, I like that too.
Anyway. Oh, gee. 28% want their husband to last longer.
Oh, that makes me real sad.
Now.
Because I know that's super true. Like, sometimes, this is TMI, but sometimes it's just too quick for me.
Oh, you're right. That's TMI.
I need to get that stuff that numbs your wiener.
A condom?
Well, then why would I have gotten a vasectomy?
Go! Wah, wah, wah.
Oh, sorry.
Cake frosting?
Cake frosting?
I don't know. That would be if it's cold. Soup. Hot soup. Hot soup.
No, they have this stuff that's supposed to make you last longer.
Oh. Well, order that and see what tell us what happens.
I should, but it's expensive. Forget it. You know,
is it really?
This isn't for you, man. I don't care. I'm already getting off. Doesn't matter to me. Yeah, see?
Well, maybe if you do longer of the foreplay, it won't matter.
See? That's my go-to.
Sarah's putting some Lego cake cups on her eyes while she's saying this. It's very strange.
Huh.
All right, you want to know what turns... For some reason, the other slide didn't work. What turns us off?
On the table?
Yeah. Stinkiness.
Ooh, good answer, good answer. Not on the board.
Okay.
Exhaustion.
Okay.
46% of women are turned off by exhaustion.
That's okay. The truth.
30%.
I could see that.
Only 30% of men are turned off from exhaustion. Arguments about even, 29 and 30%. Lack of romance, 20% of men are turned off by lack of romance and 30% of women. And here's the biggie. Stress. 37% of men are turned off because of stress. 49% of women are turned off because of stress.
Did they make this chart about me?
It says Sarah's, sex life right here. I made this chart. Let's see. Keep moving on for something interesting. What is this? We're talking about ex-boyfriends and ex-girlfriends. 50 Shades of Grey.
What?
Says 50 Shades of Grey effect. How has the trilogy heated up things in the bedroom? Sarah has not read that book yet, so therefore has not.
Has not heated up the bedroom.
It says here, how often do you view adult videos online? 63% of women have said never.
Really?
21% of men have said never. And they're, and it says parentheses, they're lying.
Have you, Sarah?
Yes.
With Dave?
Like,
did Dave make you do it?
That's probably not, that's not much fun. That's not much fun, by the way. Here, watch this. Nope. I get this response. Fine.
This is so white trash talking about this with our 3-year-old.
Get out of the room. Millie, get out of the room. All right, fine. We're trying to finish the show. We're trying to finish the show. Oh, here's a good question. Did you marry the best, well, the best loving of your life? 68% of men have said yes, Adam. They have, they have married the best ex of, S of their lives. 45% of women said yes. They had, they married the best sex of their lives. So some women out there have had better sex than what they married into. Only 27% said no. Well, that doesn't make any sense. And 70% of women said it's the only person they've ever had sex with. All right, well, that was annoying. I apologize to our listeners. Christy says, I think Adam should try various food products and report back to us soup and frosting.
Oh, to see which will make me last longer?
Yes. And she also says,
I don't want to try that, though, Christy.
For comedy's sake, Adam, for comedy's sake. She also says exhaustion is just an euphemism for stinky.
I think she's right.
Yeah. All
right. I mean, if you think about it.
All right, I will.
If you're exhausted, you're probably stinky.
That's probably true.
Right?
Right.
Righto.
Righto. Have you seen any good movies, Adam?
No. Have you?
No.
I really want to see Sin City 2.
You do?
I do.
I remember kind of liking the first one. Apparently Sin City 2 is 44% rotten.
Yeah, they got, it really got panned, didn't it?
Nope. It made $6.3 million. In fact,
That's it?
Guardians of the Galaxy was number one again this week.
Way to go.
So it moved back up. After being number two for 2 weeks, now it's back to number one again. So that's how bad the movies were this week.
Are there going to be some other good movies coming out the rest of the year? I felt like I had seen a list and we were like, oh, yeah.
Well, I think
I can't remember what it is.
We were excited and they all disappeared.
Right?
What is it? I don't know. For some reason, Let's Be Cops is only 18% fresh or rotten. That looked like a funny movie.
I think it looked stupid.
Stupid funny.
No.
Even though Expendables 3 was only 34% rotten, it made $6.5 million. They are still making an Expendables 4.
Ugh. Why?
Because the franchise still makes money, even though it didn't make any money because it was pirated on the interwebs.
Oh, right.
But apparently the big mistake about this movie, and I guess this would be geek news because Ryan did not send us any. At least I didn't check to see if he had. Was that because the last movie was so graphically violent and bloody that they wanted, and they got an R rated, they wanted a PG-13 rating. So this movie was not nearly as graphically bloody. And and that's why it didn't do so well. Because they pulled back.
On the gore.
I'm telling you, have you seen Expendables 2?
I don't think so.
I mean, people get blown in half. I mean, there's blood and explosions. It's pretty intense. I enjoyed it, but it was a little bit much. But I guess they took all the blood. There's no blood in this next movie, so.
Oh.
There's talk of Hulk Hogan being in the next movie. Because he was an action star. The Rock has said that he wants to be in the next movie, but he wants but he wants to be the bad guy.
Okay.
He wants to hunt them all down to kill them. He thought that'd be fun. And Jackie Chan has been asked to be in the movie, but he said that he would only do it if he had a bigger part. Because that's Jackie Chan.
Right.
He wants to be bigger.
And I feel like he still has a career.
He does, though. It's on the downward swing. He is now said that he can't make action movies anymore because his body just can't do it.
Yeah, that's true.
He said they'll just have to film me from the waist up. And his son has been put in jail for having marijuana in his home.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. And has been blackballed from acting in China because he had a little bit of marijuana. And I guess China's really getting down on the pot. So if you're going to smoke pot, don't do it in China.
Good idea.
Remember that, Adam.
I'm gonna.
When was the last time you smoked pot?
Oh, and I guess I was in high school. It's been some time.
Yeah. Well, my friend came and visited us when we were living in Belleville, and she brought some, and that was the last time I smoked.
I didn't realize you did ever.
I've done it like one handful of times.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's true. I wasn't a cool kid. I didn't know where to get it.
Right.
And my friends who did do it, I didn't want to do it with them because they weren't really good friends.
No.
And let's see here. I got one last thing I want to do before we get the hell out of here. And it's going to edit out everything Millie said, by the way. Edit her out of the entire show if that's possible. It's going to be a little bit hard.
We had some fun stuff in there.
We did. We got trouble here in River
Uh-oh.
City.
Uh-oh.
What's the trouble? What's all the hubbub, bub?
I don't know. Come on.
Millie loves Doctor Who now.
Ugh.
Millie, do you love Doctor Who? Uh-huh. She was watching it all day the other day, which I think is why she can't sleep anymore.
Probably.
All right, but that's not what we're here to talk about. We are here to talk about... Whoop, not that.
Uh-oh.
I gotta stop that. There it goes. Nope, that's a commercial. I should have kept that stupid. awoapodcast@gmail.com. Send us an email. I want to read. I like to read. Go to our Facebook page. Go to our Stitcher page, and you can download there. For some reason now, when you go to our WordPress page, at least for me, I can only stream it. I can't download it. So I don't know how people can download it without having iTunes.
Oh, that is weird.
It is weird. Do you know what music's playing in the background?
No. Jurassic Park.
Yes. The owner of Jurassic Park.
That's right.
Has passed away. He was very old. He was like 90 or something.
Yep.
But he passed on from the ripe old age, or from being old. That was what killed him, I believe.
Yep, 90.
90. Nothing spectacular. So now that's the three, right? Is that the big three? No? Too much time?
Is it? No, it probably is, isn't it?
Isn't it have to be right in a row?
Yeah, I think there might have been too much time passed.
Too much time. Oh, well. Three more. Adam, do you have anything you want to promote?
No, not right now.
But you do have big things in the works?
Big things in the works.
Ryan O., you should go to his Facebook page and whatnot. And Sarah, you go to Strange Folk, because that's where she's going to be in a couple weeks.
That's right.
And go to sarahprettyfun.etsy.com. You can find all of our nonsense on the inner tubes. This is Jurassic Park meets metal. There it is.
Oh, yeah, I get it now.
This guy's crazy. I don't have his name here. But all you gotta do is you go to YouTube and you go to Meets Metal and you'll see all the Meets Metal music he does. But we feature him on our show prominently at the end of every show. I should send him a message, but he'll probably send me a cease and desist order.
Right.
Not that
perhaps we shouldn't.
Perhaps we should. Not that he has the right to use any of this music.
Right.
But he would somehow, I'm sure, feel upset that we used it.
Well, he covered it. There's some type of rule that you can cover it, I would think.
He's wearing a Deadpool t-shirt, which is pretty awesome. And apparently he has on both of his wrists, not his wrists, but like the tops of his hands, it looks like he has the places where his adamantium claws will come out.
Sweet.
So he clearly does not want to ever get a real job.
No.
So, Adam, that's it. We're done.
Sounds good.
Go watch the rest of the Emmys. Maybe Mort will be on TV watching the Emmys from his house. I don't know.
Yeah.
Hopefully he gets a new TV series soon. On behalf of me, your host, Dave, and my good friend Adam over there, who's still in Riot Central. Riot Central still? We're good?
No, we're all good.
We're all good. Ryan O., Crafty Sarah, Bodacious Aaron, we hope you're doing well. And Getting Married Nick, we'll be talking to him very soon. Thank you for listening to another Waste of a Podcast. Let's all do this again sometime. See you.
See you, see you.